the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Pinnacle Silver and Gold. The company's busy drilling away at its El Potrero project in Mexico. This is a project with lots of mineralization showing already gold and silver. Here to tell us about the latest progress the company's been making, Robert Archer. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Alistair. Hope everything's well on your side of the pond.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well myself, thanks. So tell us about the drilling. How's that been going at El Potrero? What's the update on that?
Yeah, it's been coming along pretty well, Alistair. As I'd indicated previously, the nature of this underground drill program is such that the holes are very closely spaced, very short holes. As we just kind of test the boundaries of the mineralized zones and try to get a handle on grade and grade distribution and so on. And so it's not the standard type of surface program that people are used to, where we would be releasing results, a few holes at a time, So at the point now, actually, as of today, we're on like hole 70 of this underground program. But there is a backlog at the assay lab. So we're only able to compile the results and release them as we get them back from the lab. And we've been trying to do that in a fashion where we can group the results from the various holes and provide some context for people so as, they can understand, how these holes are being drilled and where and what the importance of them are. So because, a table of results from, 50 or 60 holes isn't really going to mean very much, to the average person, especially when the holes are so short. So essentially, that's what we've started to do now with this first release. And these holes that we've announced were from the Pinoscuates mine, which is the central mine of the three historic mines on the Dos de Mayo vein trend. And what it's indicating is that there's some very high grade pockets of mineralization there, and we're getting good continuity of the mineralized zones, and these high grade pockets are pretty significant. We've had individual grades up to 59.2 grams of gold and 424 grams per ton of silver. But perhaps more important than the individual sample grades is that, that one in particular came from a sample that had visible gold in it. But it's within a section that was more than 13 meters in length. That averaged 9.69 grams gold and 143 grams silver. So the importance of that is that hole was a horizontal hole. It's not drilled at a typical angle. And this is something that you wouldn't be able to do from surface. So, again, it sort of differentiates this underground drilling program and how you can test the mineralized zones in almost three dimensions. And so by being able to drill a horizontal hole, we're effectively drilling a long strike on the mineralized zone. And so it sort of entered the vein on the hanging wall, drilled a long strike for a ways, and then came out on the foot wall. So it's difficult to ascertain the exact thickness of the zone, but it did show that it extended for more than 13 meters, a long strike in that direction. So it's effectively lengthened the strike length of the mineralized zone by that amount. And, we received similar results on the other side, going the opposite direction, where the grades weren't quite as high, but still significant. And we extended the zone for about 20 meters in that direction as well. So, this is where the context is important, because we're right down in the guts of the system. And testing, which way the mineralization is going, what the grades look like, and so on. So we've effectively been able to to delineate the shape of this mineralized zone, which now looks like it's perhaps up to 70 meters in along strike. So it's quite significant in that regard, more so than we had initially determined from the channel sampling underground. So it's really pointing to the fact that the underground program is going really well. It's doing what we had anticipated, what had hoped it would. So as results continue to come in, we'll release those in a similar fashion, sort of trying to package them and providing proper context for people. But it does, overall, I'll just say that it's basically validating the geological model that the mineralization in these types of low sulfidation epithermal systems, it occurs in these shoots of mineralization that are perhaps a few hundred meters vertical with sort of limited horizontal extent, and then you'll get a section of lower grade mineralization, perhaps sub-economic, and then you'll get into another one, as we've identified at the Dos de Mayo mine, and that's where we'll be drilling next. So far that's just been delineated with channel sampling, as we've announced in recent releases. So it's all coming together quite nicely.
Yeah, lots of encouraging news there, Bob. What do you think it's going to look like when the drilling is over? You mentioned that you're on hole 70 or thereabouts. As I understand it, you've got upwards of 100 holes to drill, so there's a few more to go yet. And presumably you'll be collecting a massive amount of information from all these holes. Where will the company sit, and how will the project look once you have begun to and even completed processing all the data that you're currently gathering?
Well, because the underground drilling is focused on these particular zones that are exposed in the old the historic workings, they're somewhat restricted in that sense. So, this is not a standard exploration program where, we're stepping out 100 meters or 200 meters or whatever to try and build a big resource. This is very much a closely spaced delineation program where we'll get a much better sense of the mineralization within the historic workings. And so, by completing this program, because the holes are so closely spaced, this will effectively put it into a category that, in a 43-101 sense, would be equivalent to a measured resource, and from that we would be able to move into a preliminary mine plan. So we'll be able to start not only compiling that internal resource, but basically preparing the mine plan and developing stope plans and how we want to actually develop this, for mining going forward. So it really sort of fast tracks, that component from the which will be essentially the first year or so of mining. It will be focused on these existing historical workings, because there's very little development work required to to start mining these particular zones. We'll have to enlarge some of the access ways and the entrances and so on from a safety and access, size wise for the equipment and that sort of thing from that standpoint. But all that will be fairly quick once we get going.
Can you say anything at this point about when you hope to be in production?
Well, our goal has always been somewhere around the end of next year, end of 2027. It may go into Q1 of 2028. I think the biggest wild card has always been the permitting, because that's something that we're doing what we can. It's permitting is a process, and there are multiple permits that are required, and we're working through that process. But at the end of the day, once everything goes to the government different departments, then it's really in their hands, and we don't have any control as to how quickly they can turn that around. So ultimately, that will be the deciding factor in terms of when we can actually start production. A lot of what needs to be done, I think, can be done, prior to that, before the end of next year. So that's still what we're targeting, we'll do what we can to get there.
So summing it up then, Bob, what are the key news items investors should be looking out for in the fourth quarter and moving into 2027 then? I think we've covered off some of them. Give us the bullet point version to close.
Well, certainly as drilling continues underground, Alistair will continue to put out results, as they come in. So that'll be one thing. We'll transition from underground to surface drilling at some point. We're just waiting for the final permit for the surface drilling, and then transition through to that, and that will continue through the balance of the year. So with the surface drilling, we'll be not only filling in and around the underground holes in zones that we can't quite attack from the underground workings, but we'll also be testing some of the other veins that are close by, so that will be really interesting as well, and then the whole permitting process, from starting with the permits for surface drilling, going through water license, permits for the power line extension, and agreements with the local community, and so on. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and at the appropriate times we'll be able to provide updates on all of that work that's ongoing. So we're very active. We've got five people going into site tomorrow to work on all of that permitting aspect, and discussions with the agreements, and or with the communities, and so on. So lots of work going on.
Right, so lots for us to be looking out for then, and lots to look forward to. In the meantime, though, Bob, we wish you well with your plans and your work down there in Mexico, and happy travels, as I understand you're going down yourself soon. And thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks very much, Alistair. We'll talk soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.